You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is Pegasus. Spelled P as in program, E as in espionage, G as in glean, A as in ace, S as in spyware, U as in unseen, and S as in sophisticated. Definition: the flagship product of the controversial Israeli spyware vendor, the NSO Group, used for remotely hacking mobile devices, most notably iPhones, via zero-click exploits. Example sentence: the Pegasus spyware was silently deployed on the target's iPhone. Origin and context: Pegasus is a spyware tool first released in 2011 by the Israel-based company NSO Group, designed for use against iOS and Android phones. NSO Group sells Pegasus exclusively to government customers with the stated intention of combating terrorism and crime. While Pegasus has been successfully used in these contexts, NSO Group has also been heavily criticized for selling it to authoritarian governments who have abused Pegasus to target activists, journalists, political dissidents, and others. In one high-profile incident, the Saudi Arabian government allegedly used Pegasus to monitor Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi before his assassination by Saudi operatives in 2018. In November 2021, the Biden administration banned the NSO Group from doing business in the United States, stating that the company had, quote, developed and supplied spyware to foreign governments that use these tools to maliciously target government officials, journalists, business people, activists, academics, and embassy workers, end quote. In December 2021, Al Jazeera reported that the NSO Group was considering shutting down the Pegasus unit and selling the company. Pegasus allows an operator to gain complete control over a targeted phone via a zero-click exploit, an exploit that requires no user interaction in order to trigger the malicious code. This is often achieved by exploiting vulnerabilities in messaging services, since unsolicited messages can be sent to the targeted devices using only their phone number. Google's Project Zero has published in-depth blog posts explaining the functionality of a Pegasus exploit that targeted iOS's messaging service, iMessage. The researchers found that the spyware exploited the way iMessage processes GIF files in order to gain access to a vulnerability in iOS's Core Graphics PDF parser. According to Google, a decades-old compression algorithm called JBIG2, quote, doesn't have scripting capabilities, but when combined with a vulnerability, it does have the ability to emulate circuits of arbitrary logic gates operating on arbitrary memory. Using over 70,000 segment commands defining logical bit operators, they defined a small computer architecture with features such as registers and a full 64-bit adder and comparator, which they used to search memory and perform arithmetic operations. It's not as fast as JavaScript, but it's fundamentally computationally equivalent, end quote. Nerd reference. In a February 2022 interview, Kirsten Eikenser from the University of Virginia School of Law interviewed Nicole Perlroth, a New York Times journalist and author of the book This is how they tell me the world ends, the cyber weapons arms race published in 2021. Pearl Roth covered many things, but touched on the Pegasus product.
Companies like NSO sell click-and-shoot spyware to government agencies. You would not need to have really any technical or hacking skills, but if you buy this product, you know, it's sort of like a push a button and you're in kind of thing. And for a long time, victims knew that they were getting targeted with NSO and would call me because they were getting strange SMS text messages that says, you know, your child's in danger, you know, or did you see your mention in this news headline? And people would click and it would take them to Gayoso, which is a Mexican funeral website. Clearly, they were clued on to something is weird here. Then there was this disturbing turn where NSO started selling a zero click capability, which means that there's no SMS text message. There's no warning. Governments don't have to do anything. They just click the button and they're inside your phone. They use zero day exploits to get inside your phone. And these are really intelligence tools that in the hands of governments that don't have a process to protect from the abuse of human rights, I should say, be very powerful tools for corruption and abuse and to suppress dissent and to clamp down on a free press. Then what happened is in the Biden administration, there was just some great reporting from my friends at the Times, Mark Mazzetti and Ronan Bergman, that said actually the FBI was considering buying Pegasus zero-click spyware last summer and then didn't because of the questions around ethics and human rights abuses and some of the reporting. And then late last year in November, something happened that I never thought I would see, which was the Biden administration in really a remarkable breach with Israel, our Israeli allies, blacklisted NSO Group and basically destroyed their chances of a profitable exit. They had been planning a $2 billion IPO, I think, and this destroyed any chance of that. And also sent a really powerful message to governments elsewhere that, hey, you know, we will act if you're caught selling spyware, someone in your country is selling spyware that's being used to abuse human rights.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.